welcome to the Supergirl Supercast. I'm Trishy M.
And I'm David Schaub.
And today we are discussing Season 5, Episode 13, It's a Super Life.
The 100th episode.
Yep. And interesting for a 100th sort of hitting the high notes recap, here's where we are episode, but largely forgettable. Why don't you remind us what happened in it, though?
It's your wonderful life of lies, Kara. A reformed Mixie shows up and offers Kara a do-over, allowing her to go back in time, God knows which timeline, and fix one of her oh-so-many failures to treat Lena like her best friend. Really, this sounds like a dream come true for Trish and I, but when Kara changes the recent past, Lena still hates her and things get worse. When Kara changes things farther in the past, the world still goes magically to pot, and usually everyone dies. When Kara avoids ever becoming friends with Lena, it results in a short dystopic plot where Mixie and the Super Friends need to steal the hat while Metallo-Lena tries to kill Kara. So Kara gives up and learns, hey, I was right all along, and tells Lena to stop being a baddie or else. But hey, we get to see Sam and Rain again and even a crazier Lockwood.
So yeah, obviously not quite a bottle episode because there is a consequence at the end, which is, as you say, Kara decides, hey, I did the best I could and I'm just not going to worry about it and I'm going to go ahead and treat Lena like a villain because that's the simplest, easiest thing to do.
Oh, it's so true. The 100th episode special was bound to be a strange one. My go-to for It's a Wonderful Life episodes is the Star Trek TNG episode Tapestry. Mm. And boy, does Kara have more regrets than Picard. And Mixie is a very cute Q.
Yeah, I was quite amused by the explanation of why this Mr. Mixipludelzik looks so different from the one we met in the crossover lo these years ago, which is that he was just putting on a different shape and nicer hair to impress Kara, which I thought was pretty funny.
And really did not work. Of issues I might have with the show, I really don't care what Mixie looks like. They can change that actor many times during the episode if they really wanted to. This actor did a good job.
He was perfectly fine. He didn't have the zaniness to work with, really, because he was being all penitent and working off his sins or crimes or whoever he was answering to. So he wasn't really a fun character, which is a shame because that is a character that has a lot of potential for zaniness, at least, even if it's driving other people mad. But yeah, he's basically just a magic wand in this episode.
He's quippy. Yeah. I mean, quippy is good, yeah. And he does an okay with that.
Yeah.
The challenge I have is, as it tries to take on Kara's constant failure to communicate, the writers can't help but set up this ridiculous series of arbitrary coincidences that result in Kara having made the right choice in the end, which feels just so ridiculous.
It feels really, really weak to me and frustrating.
This is like a choose your own adventures where the writers only give you one path that isn't horrible.
Yeah, and every other, you know, final page ends with, you have been eaten. Start again.
That's the result of every possible choice that isn't the ones Kara's already made.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome, some of the things that was thrown in Kara's face, where she just had to go, oh, I did that. Oh. And some of those moments are wonderful.
Yes, it was rather wonderful watching Kara cringe and writhe as her previous choices were played out on the various Mixie streaming services. But in the end, she decided that everything worked out for the best, or the only possible resolution in this most pitilessly predetermined of all possible worlds.
I think Kara needs to watch Groundhog Day and realize that she can do better.
Yes, she can.
Given the opportunity here, she could have done better. Honestly, we just went through Crisis. Now, one of the challenges I have is this episode really should have happened before Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made a lot more sense. I actually don't understand what we're looking at.
Yes.
Lena and Supergirl, their memories are maybe of both, but probably just only the Earth 38 version of the show, which now never existed. But it looks like everything we saw was Earth 38 because that's what we have footage for. That's what Kara and Lena remember, and that's what we know. So I don't see how these could be Earth 1, in which case I don't even know if any of it matters. I had these questions, and the reality is they don't matter, but boy, they really should have put this episode before Crisis.
Yes, and the other CW shows continue to bring up things that should be much more easily solvable now that there are lots of superheroes, and they keep acting like their show is the only show that still exists in each show, each continuum.
I'm afraid, sorry. I've apologized many times for them, but all I can do is keep apologizing.
Well, it's not your fault, David.
It's so many people's fault. It's so many people's fault. It's reality's fault. But I really do give aspects about the production of this episode a lot of credit. They did an amazing job rolling back some of the scenes, pushing the characters into these different points in their relationship. And aspects of how they rolled out the continuity, I kind of liked. But it's just the fact that everyone ended bad. That was too much. But I think this episode was a great little ride.
Well, it was fun seeing some of the greatest hits and being reminded of some of the plot lines that we've seen before, from, you know, Lillian's scheming to Rain and Agent Liberty. It was fun seeing Sam Witwer again. And there were fun moments. It's the overall arc and conclusion of this episode that bothers me.
Yeah. We can go through the episode and then we only have to deal with the conclusion at the end.
Sure. So Mixie starts out saying, you know, I'm offering you a duo. You can tell Lena on your own terms. Wouldn't you like to see what the world would look like if you controlled the narrative? But he just puts her back at a starting point each time. I think it would have been impossible to do in show terms, but much more helpful in real terms if she could have, you know, stayed in a narrative and kept living and reacting to it instead of just going back to various crisis points and telling Lena then, and then just watching the tape play of what happens after that.
Well, it would give her a huge amount of precognition as to what was going to happen, so it definitely would have been easier.
Mm.
But I kind of like that the rules of the game were set.
Okay.
And they don't really make any sense, but those are the rules of the games, and I was pretty happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Mixie line when he's trying to understand the state of the problem. We're looking for a moment where you made your best friend look like a big dumb idiot.
And Kara reluctantly agrees to that summary of the situation.
Absolutely. I tried to figure out where all the episodes came from. They gave us a moment from season 4, episode 20, Will the Real Test Mocker Please Stand Up? This is the one where Kara says, "This is awful. I'm awful." And Mixie says, "You're awful."
I was just agreeing with you.
I honestly liked some of the comedy of this, Mixie. And this just being thrown in Kara's face, this is when she was pretending to be asleep in her chair in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful.
Yes, a moment that I really hated and complained about at the time, I think.
Well, that's the thing. This episode gives us so many moments where we were just yelling at the screen as to why Kara was doing this. And they're giving it to us. It's just a pity about the end.
Yes. Let's see. Another moment that I enjoyed briefly was when Mixie Plitzik banished Alex and Jean, and Kara said, "What happened? Where did they go?" And he says, "Oh, don't worry. I just sent them to their happy place." And then it turns out they were just playing paintball with each other. How sweet and carefree.
And then they just run with it. Like, they're dropped in that scenario. Ah, whatever. Let's just have fun, which is hilarious.
Yes, yes, that was enjoyable.
The first time she goes back into season 4, episode 2, Fallout. And they do a great job of matching the costuming for the scene that originally happened. The backgrounds, because they don't think they have the set anymore, don't match at all. But everything else was just amazingly well matched.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem at all with putting myself, you know, watching those scenes. There was nothing that jumped out at me that said, this is wrong, this doesn't work. I mean, I didn't go through and freeze frame stuff, but I was perfectly satisfied with how everything looked.
But this was the first cases where we find out that while it doesn't entirely solve the Lena problem, Kara might have run with it, except no, she's going to die. But she does say that she's a hypocrite, and that was nice to hear.
Yeah, it was nice to hear her say that, you know, okay, Lena still hates me, but if she's getting help from Sam instead, then I can live with that. But, right, then she literally couldn't couldn't live with that. She ended up dying, so they reset that, of course.
So they try and go farther back to season 3, episode 17, Trinity, where we go back to a scene that I always hated, which was Kara asking James to spy on Lena.
Yes.
And at which point Kara puts her hands to her face and says, I really shouldn't have done that.
She really shouldn't, yes.
But this was the time when Kara was just freaking out about kryptonite everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This episode points it out nicely.
Yep. I did like where she asked to have a moment with Mon-El and got it, so that she could tell him about stuff. And I liked that, you know, he pointed out to her that it's okay to mess up once in a while. You just need to keep going on after that, you know, you deserve the same compassion that you give to others, he says to her. And I just liked that little moment. I know not everybody loved the Mon-El relationship, and there certainly were some things with it that were hard to take, but I always thought they worked pretty well together.
There were a bunch of moments where they were really quite a sweet couple,
mm-hmm.
and that was nice. It's nice that they went from episode 17 of that season to episode 18 of the same season, but now in the altered timeline version, which looked like it was going all well until Lena shows up and everyone dies.
Right.
Except Sam's mom this time.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't work either.
Right. So once again, Kara reveals herself right back very close to the beginning of their relationship, right when Lena says, I, you know, just want us to be colleagues. I don't think we should try and be friends. Kara reveals herself right there, and things are great for a while. They're trusting each other and working together and solving problem after problem after problem together. But then it goes bad because of Colville and Agent Liberty.
They're basically pushing us back to season 2, episode 3. But I then went looking for it and realizing I couldn't find the scene, because this is actually the flashback scene we saw earlier this season in episode 6, where they were giving us all those 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 6 months ago, 3 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And they were stepping through time and all those flashbacks. And this scene is actually from that flashback, which is brilliant because, of course, they have all of those costumes and those sets still. From a production perspective, I was quite impressed with them putting this in at just the right convenient place where they could do it really well.
Yep. So they're working together and it's great, but then Agent Liberty kidnaps Lena and Colville and says he'll kill them both unless Supergirl reveals who she is. And so Supergirl does reveal who she is. And then Agent Liberty and the Sons of Liberty or whoever kill off all her friends and co-workers and everything. So no, that's not the right solution either, alas.
Everybody dies. And we're in a TV show where, of course, everybody can't die. So it's only because the series doesn't actually happen that way that it can possibly end that way. It feels like there's a Doyleist hammer just smashing us, saying, ha, this isn't a real story. We can do whatever we want. Everyone's dead. Lots of people know who Supergirl is. This could have happened at any point ever.
Mm-hmm.
It almost hurts the suspension of disbelief of all of the other ridiculous secret identity stuff that it turns out so badly in this case.
Right. So, okay, next time, Supergirl says, well, okay, how about if Lena and I were never ever friends? And that ends out even worse.
Even worse.
She comes back and her apartment is rubble and she wants to just bag this timeline immediately. I thought that was funny. But it turns out that Mixie's powers are gone, and so they have to run around and do stuff to fix that.
I thought it was amusing that the Lexo suit, or the Lena Lexo suit, I don't know what the right word is for that, Hope Robot, Kara could do basically nothing to it, but boy, did Dreamer make short work of it.
Yeah.
In this alternate timeline, Dreamer kicks ass.
Mm-hmm.
She did really well.
I enjoyed that, yeah.
Blowing up robots, setting up shields, looking a bit sorrowfully towards Brainy, because we now get Brainy and Rain as Lena's shock troopers.
Right.
But it's quite the fun, let's just see how bad a dystopic version of Supergirl can we make.
So that was the last of the flashbacks after they reset that. Yet that one, Kara says she has learned there will always be consequences and she just has to live with them. And she kindly says to Mixie, you still helped me. You freed me from my burden of guilt. And so she gives him, at the beginning, He had said, "This isn't a trick. Here, I'll prove it. Here's a tape recorder of me saying my name backward, and anytime you want to get rid of me, just play it." And so now, at the end, she hands that back to him and says, "You know, we're good. You're free." And Mixie says he briefly felt he was liked for being himself, and he enjoyed going back in those timelines because he felt like he had friends. And I thought, you know, you're deceiving yourself, but if it makes you feel better, Mixie, go ahead and feel that way.
Well, at least he and Kara are honest with each other. Come on, this is an improvement.
It is an improvement.
I like the fact that Mixie is trying to be reformed. Earlier in the episode, he says, "It's tough to be an imp, and I'm going to try for the rest of my days."
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means, but we probably don't want to see him more than once every couple of seasons or so.
He is the definitive agent of chaos.
Right.
We knew this episode was going to be wild because he was in it, and we were entirely correct. This episode was wild.
Yep. And so Kara goes off and has her latest confrontation with Lena, and Lena is like, "Oh, are you here to apologize yet again? I'm never going to forgive you. Never, never, never." And Kara says, "No, I'm over that, and I'm over you. I know I made some mistakes, but from now on, you're accountable for all your choices, and you can't put your evil choices onto me. So go ahead and be a villain, and I'll stop you." Basically.
There's aspects of this that were, I think, good and reasonable, in that Lena has been making a lot of choices that have been clearly questionable and bad,
mm-hmm.
and really they have nothing to do with Kara. So there's parts of this where I think Kara is absolutely right, saying, like, "I'm no longer taking responsibility of your bad choices."
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of truth to that. But I almost wish that maybe if you just locked Lena in the room watching Kara try and do that, like, had Lena experienced what Kara just did?
Yeah.
I almost think that might have been an interesting thing to see. It's going to be hard to get through to Lena, and she, I think, needs to fail a bit more in what she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just such a pity. For the most part, Kara was right in saying that she's not responsible for Lena's bad choices, but she still comes off just kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is believable that, I mean, I know people can get really messed up and seeing past what the other person is doing and just interpreting things through their own mindset and not seeing the good in other people. So I know all of that is possible, but it's just so frustrating to see. And it does leave a bad taste in my mouth that through all these replays, Kara pretty much becomes convinced that, well, she did the best she could, and if Lena doesn't like how it turned out, too bad.
I would have been really happy had they just, she made a small change and just told Lena before Lex did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even right before Lex did, just remotely before. And it would not have made maybe a big change to the timeline, but it might have been enough that I would buy that they're going to be able to get past this better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were not willing to change. They just went through crisis and effectively rebooted this entire show. And maybe this episode wasn't really written with crisis in mind. It doesn't feel like it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of shocking to me that they weren't willing to make any change. And that the conclusion is just Kara was right all along, and now she's just realized, oh, Lena is a villain. Or at least Lena's currently on the path of being a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit about how Jean and his brother Malefic reconciled, and basically what it took for that was a mind meld where Malefic actually saw Jean making all his choices and actions and realized that Jean wasn't being insincere when he said he was sorry for his former actions and that he, would change them if he could. And that it wasn't just saying that to try and stop Malefic from hating him. But I'm not even really sure that if Lena mind-melded with Kara somehow, you know, through, who knows, some obsidian thing or something like that.
The options are endless this season.
I'm not even sure that Lena would care, even if she saw Kara struggling with her choices and feeling bad about things. But especially not after this episode when Kara has decided she's...
I've given up on you. Thanks, Kara. I kind of fear that the thing that's now going to change Lena is she's going to do no harm to herself, and her subconscious is going to suddenly click in going, oh my, I've been doing a lot of harm. Like, my fear is this isn't going to even be a logical, coherent change of view from Lena. It's just going to somehow get pushed on her or something. They're not giving us anything. And you'd think if they're leaning towards a redemption path, which I still think they are, unless they're not, but I'm sure they are, you'd think they'd be giving like a small cookie trail of there's a path here. And they just seem to keep making it worse and worse, which I just fear is going to make it either very heavy-handed when they do it and just not feel realistic. And maybe that's unfortunate.
Yeah. To me, the thing that seems the most realistic path to redemption would be for the Obsidian thing to go forward. And, you know, the everyone shall be good now, do no harm thing actually takes effect, and then it will go horribly awry, as we are both sure that it will. And Lena sees that and sees that she was wrong and that she can make mistakes too. That would be, to me, a viable path for redemption. But of course, it's always possible that things will go sideways, but Lena will be insisting, this is fine. This is acceptable losses or whatever.
On the other hand, we did see now the dystopic Metallo Lena, and she was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucked.
I may disagree with things that the writers do sometimes, but I really hope that they don't just end with a Lena is just all bad conclusion.
I don't think they can. I just cannot imagine this show going in that direction. I'm kind of shocked how bad they're making it, but they want that for drama's sake. But I just can't imagine it. But time will tell. I think without a doubt, with episodes like this, I still think it's the season thing. There's only so many episodes left.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that about does it for my thoughts on this episode. Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, I think I'm good. I really did enjoy the episode, even though the very ending bugged me. I'm kind of happy we got to have such good scenes of Kara being in her face of how bad she's been. And maybe there'll be a little bit of progress on Kara's side because of that.
Yeah, hopefully. Or at least we won't have to see her agonizing about it over and over again, even if we don't exactly like how she got to that place.
I do hope the food on that table got eaten by the production crew as a function of this being the 100th episode party.
I would hope so. That sounds very nice. Okay, well, it's always good to discuss these episodes with you, David. If any of our listeners want to talk about it with us, we are on Twitter at SG Supercast, and we are on the Incomparables Slack membership on the TV channel. So, hope to hear from you, and we'll be talking to you again later.
Bye-bye.